Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Here he is. It is hour number two of Let's Talk, but I'll count it as hour number one since they were talking about selling things in hour number one. So I guess we're selling things too, aren't we, Corey Job?
Yeah, we are. We're selling travel.
All
experiences.
Right. Well, first of all, welcome back to the studio. Before we get too far into the show, wanted to remind everybody that Corey Job is the president and CEO of the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau here in Alton. But Alton is not the only focus. It's a big part of what goes on there, but certainly not the only thing.
Not the only, but major piece of what we're trying to do. Obviously, we're a six-county regional tourism marketing, destination marketing organization. So Alton, the Great River Road, is a big piece of what we're doing.
And part of that was a Senate hearing recently. Mm-hmm. And what was that, about a week ago, a little less than a week ago, I guess?
A little less than a week ago, yes.
So I'll just set the stage. Yeah. It was hosted by our local lawmakers, mm-hmm. Senator Rochelle Crowe. I also understand State Representative Amy Ellick was there. And the reason for getting everyone together was to tell the lawmakers the impact of tourism, not just on this area, but the entire state, this area, though, being a big focus of that.
Yeah, and Senator, we're really thankful that Senator Crowe brought the State Senate Hospitality and Tourism Committee to Southwest Illinois. It was really – they were still doing a hybrid approach, as many people are, but this was the first time the committee had met outside of a Springfield or hybrid approach. And so we welcomed lawmakers from all around the state, and it was great to see our local state reps as well. And we heard from there were nine of us that testified about the importance. Three questions of us were asked. How did the pandemic affect your organization and your efforts to market and promote? Number two, how are you recovering? And three, how can the state help move Southwest Illinois into a new direction? And so it was a great opportunity to really highlight and showcase, all the things that people really increased their activity here during the pandemic. And that was getting outside, enjoying the great outdoors, this Mississippi River. I made in my comments that we need to stop turning our backs to the Mississippi and look at it. It's a great recreational opportunity. Us at the Tourism Bureau and our teams and working with members of Alton Works and others in the community are talking to land managers from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to the Corps, to IDNR, to Riverlands Trust, all the organizations, the Audubon Center, who really have a valued vested interest in how do we continue to look at outdoor recreation as an economic viable tool, but also a tool that we can attract families, individuals who are looking to either start a family, retire, this livability aspect, this quality of life that people, that we all enjoy day in and day out, from dedicated bike trails to hiking, fishing, kayaking, even rock climbing. And so it was great they were here because the focus is outdoor recreation. That's one of our key drivers. Doug, you know, we have many, many assets in our six-county region, but the common thread through it all is this outdoor active lifestyle recreation aspect.
There was recently a kayaking, a paddling event just across the river in West Alton. I've not heard the postmortem on that, but I understand that it remains pretty popular and a chance to get out of the house.
Well, it is. And, you know, Doug, this you know, you can kayak on the river. We have a nationally recognized Mississippi Water Trail system of over 130 miles that was one of the first in the country. The Paddle Fest is just another way that experts can help teach us as consumers how to safely navigate the water and how to paddle, how to get out and enjoy the great outdoors, the water, with recreation and kayaking on the Mississippi. And we want to see more of that. It's our goal with the Bureau and with some other partners here in the community to elevate our experiences on the water and how we can connect consumers to the water. This won't happen overnight. There are many opportunities out there along the Great River Road and really here along our National Scenic Byway, which is 33 miles from Hartford to Grafton, of opportunity to connect with the water, to connect with nature, and really have a great time. And we saw an increase. You know, I think somebody from IDNR, the chief of staff, Kristen DeCenso, talked about the increase in people coming to the state park during the pandemic, but also the increasing need for redevelopment. And our state parks are economic engines for not only us, but in Starved Rock or Southern Illinois. And so how do we continue to elevate the conversation and the discussion of making long-term investments along our waterways and our byways?
Now, let's talk about the Alton Works aspect of this hearing. Alton Works came on the scene a couple of years ago. It is a project of John and Jane Simmons, who are committed to investing a lot of time, effort, money into the revitalization of downtown Alton, among other things. What did they have to offer at the meeting?
Well, you know, Alton Works is, again, a community organization that is still working, still meeting, working with partners, talking to state and federal officials about the importance of making sure that we have a community that can evolve and embrace the type of transformational change we're trying to make here with using our outdoor natural resources as an avenue for livability, but also our fantastic historic infrastructure. As we look around us right outside the window, you really can't recreate these sort of historically significant, architecturally significant buildings, and how we continue to connect our business with our community organizations and this massive riverfront. And so it's great that we have a community organization like Alton Works that is touching a lot of different facets in our community. I think you're going to see a lot of news coming from them in the coming months and weeks and months ahead. Pat McGinnis, who testified at the hearing, who's working and consulting with Alton Works, was a major player with the Corps of Engineers for over 30 years, helped develop the National Great Rivers Museum and that great asset that we have. And so it, us at Great Rivers and Routes Tourism, we're an equal partner in what they're trying to do, this livability aspect and all the things that they're doing with broadband, et cetera. That's important for the livability of our community, but it's also important because that's what tourists like to do. They like to go to cool downtowns and hang out where the locals hang and enjoy the things we like to do day in and day out. And, you know, Pat and the team at Alton Works want to come in sometime, have an in-depth conversation with us, with you, and I think it'll be great to hear what they've got going on in the future.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll keep a spot open on the calendar
Perfect.
For whenever we can make that happen. You know, as I look across the way, the Grand Theater, which is such a building full of potential, like pretty much everything else when the pandemic hit, work on getting that up to speed kind of went by the wayside. The plan was originally to have a big bash to ring in the new year about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen, but, you know, that's to be expected.
Yeah, and I think and I think everybody, Doug, I think the pandemic just kind of – we had to take a step back a moment, really reevaluate, figure things out. That's what all these organizations, including Alton Works and many organizations like ours, are doing. But, you know, one thing that we noticed, and I know Alton Works knows this too, is the fact that this outdoor – I go back to this outdoor recreation, this great outdoors, this active lifestyle that people are discovering for the very first time. I mean, within a 2.5-hour drive of us, it's 25 million people. And how we connect with those people and how we educate them about the things you can see and do and the connectivity from all of our communities up and down the byway the opportunities are endless out there. And I can just say this. I've been coming here. You and I have talked many times in my previous role. I've been coming here a very long time. And it just seems like the synergy, the people, the right community leaders, small business owners are at the table now to really turn the page and make this a destination we can all be proud of.
Now, a little bit off topic, but I'm going to pick your brain as someone who has traveled the state top to bottom, east to west. If you believe the chatter that you see on social media, every good idea has its critics, and this is never going to work, or this is the reason I left this town, or this is biting off way too much. Is that unique to our area, or does this happen pretty much everywhere?
Well, it pretty much happens everywhere, right?
Okay. I mean, you know, we are our own worst enemy.
Well, you know, we. You know, I think so.
And when I say we, I mean mankind in general.
Yes, mankind. I mean, look, this is usual everywhere. And so you know, it's but, you know, Doug, I look at the crowds we're drawing on Thursday nights, you know, fireworks. I got a lot of heat, no pun intended, to not do that. But after talking to small business owners here in Alton and up in Grafton and just talking to the Grafton Ferry folks today, they've quadrupled their business just in 2 weeks on Thursdays. With so many people from Missouri coming over, I've heard from small business owners that they've increased their sales by 50%. Yes, it's a little bit of noise, but it's having a major impact, and it's bringing new eyes and new visitors who are spending money in businesses that desperately need our support. And then I look around at all of the what I think is unique here is all the young entrepreneurs who are really committed and very passionate here. My office is right across the street from Post Commons Coffee Shop, and I walk in there every day, and I see all these really young, cool, ambitious individuals who are calling Alton their home, have called it, grew up here, and now are back, investing and thinking and percolating about all these wonderful ideas. And so, again, we're not unusual by any means. And, you know, I like to take big risks. You have to take big risks, and you're gonna fail sometime. But that's all about the process and about learning and trying something different and unique. And so we're along for this fun, crazy ride that we call life. And I think the life of Alton, Illinois, in this great River Road and Byway area is pretty great for years to come.
All right. We are at a good point to take a break. Okay. So let's go ahead and do that. When we come back, more with Corey Joe. We're talking tourism here in the first half of the show. Stay tuned. We're back on Let's Talk. Corey Jobe is my guest. And last time we talked on the phone, I was telling you about my trip to the Indy 500. There's no way to move that here, though.
Well.
But Worldwide Technology Raceway, just down the way, has the second highest attended oval track race on the IndyCar circuit. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But, you know, they have a, you know, year-round product there. Obviously, we are the certified bureau for Madison County, so we're happy to promote all the activities that are happening at the raceway. It's a nice facility, mm-hmm. and the drag strip too, right?
They've got an HRA sanctioned drag strip, yep. Which is in action more often than not.
Right,
they're having a Midnight Madness here this weekend.
Yep.
They've got various events coming up this year as well. In fact, I spoke to their PR guy, John Bishi. I hope to bring you the conversation with him either this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon during my 5 o'clock hour and the interview segment there. But getting back to Indy 500, just a wonderful day. 135,000 people. Maybe more than that were in attendance. It was the largest spectator event in the United States since the pandemic shut everything down in March of 2020. And I have not heard of any mass breakout since then. A lot of people were getting vaccinated. They had the mask police out there wearing holding signs saying mask up, although I think they were the only one wearing masks. The heat, I think, killed all the germs.
There we go. There we go. And you were all packed in there, so that's good.
Yeah, it was a good time. And I'm going to use this platform here to let people know that we do have motorsports here in this area as well.
We do.
On the north end of Granite City. On the south end is Worldwide Technology. Yep. But on the north end, Tri-City Speedway. And we've got a big event coming up Friday night as well. So
it's great.
There, I've hijacked your show.
No, that's great. It just shows you of all the unique things that we have to see and do and attend and enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's really unique, all the product that we have here in Southwest Illinois.
Let's talk about another product that hasn't seen a whole lot of activity recently, but I understand the Confluence Tower in Hartford is opening back up.
Yes, we opened. Actually, we did a soft opening last weekend. And we're ready to roll. We are open Thursday through Monday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those 5 days. And we offer 30-minute tours on the half hour starting at 10:30. And the last tour ends at 3:30. This is something that the new mayor of Hartford, Bill Robertson, has been wanting to do. He used to be a volunteer at the tower, mm-hmm. and is very passionate. You know, what's been what's been really rewarding, the village has asked us to we're operating the tower, but what else is really rewarding after being really shut down for a few years now, except for private tours, it had fallen into a little disrepair. We've been working to get that fixed, but we've also had some great support from community leaders. Brian Campbell, who's an alderman here, the city of Alton and Coleman Campers, and the campground, he's been active. He's got his teams over there helping us clean the exterior up, do some exterior of the property, do some trimming, replace the fix the flagpole this morning, and getting us a new welcome sign. We've worked out some new branding and some new marketing. And Doug, with a soft opening last weekend, we had almost 70 people paid to come through that. And I think people, again, are looking to get out. That's the start of the Lewis and Clark. That's site one of the Hartford Visitor Center there that the Illinois Historic Preservation and IDNR run. And then you have the tower. Where it's really a great tour. You can get up there and see many things, learn about the history of Hartford and the refinery system and then the confluence of the three rivers, and just to get out and relax. And, you know, the times I've been there a lot the last couple of weeks, and we'll see 10 or 12, 15 bicyclists come off the trail and take a respite there and relax and enjoy the shade a little bit. And, you know, again, it's those type of attractions and sites that we need to keep open, operated, enjoyable for the consumers and visitors who are coming into our area. And so it's really great to see it reopened. We're excited to be partnering with the village, and more to come.
Is it my understanding the previous administration decided to close it down for penny-pinching purposes? Or is that
I try not to look in the past.
Okay.
I'm looking forward, and I can tell you there's Bill's a very passionate mayor about the tower. There's opportunity there, I think, to program it for the future and bring even more revenue. But again, working with public-private partnerships to make that go. And it is a significant piece of our story. And there was a lot of investment put into that, and it is an attraction. And so as we continue to find ways to strengthen that for the village, we're excited to have it open. I'm not sure what all happened in the past, but we're really grateful that the mayor's working with us and getting it opened up so the visitors can enjoy it.
My apologies. You weren't here during that
era. But I've only been here since November.
Okay. You mentioned the campgrounds. I don't know a whole lot about the nearby campgrounds. Is that part of the Confluence Tower, part of
the RV, the Coleman? Yes, it's part of that. That is correct. It's owned by Coleman's, and they're very busy. And, you know, it's a nice, you know, it's great that we have that facility there. And it's exciting to see what they've done in a short time.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left here. And my time goes by quickly when you're face to face, doesn't it?
It does.
What are some of the other things that we can look forward to? I mean, obviously, fireworks. We've talked about that on Thursdays, but there's going to be a lot happening for the Independence Day run up to Independence Day.
Yeah, we're going to have fireworks everywhere in Southwest Illinois, from Grafton to Alton to South Roxana to Bethalto. Everywhere is going to be fireworks. And so go over to our website at riversandroutes.com. We have every community fireworks show listed. We're right in the middle of Epic Burger Week. Mm-hmm. We have 22 restaurants participating all throughout the region, from Jerseyville to Carlinville to Hillsboro to here in Alton, Grafton, Edwardsville, Collinsville. I got to tell you, my team is going over to Brown Bag Bistro today because they all want to try the Peachy Patty Burger. Peaches, sautéed peaches. There's a lot of unique burgers. I'm kind of just a plain burger, ketchup, onions, pickles, lettuce, tomato, that sort of thing. But there are some really unique creations. And what's really cool about this program, it's only Monday through Friday. So we're driving traffic midweek to our restaurant operators that really need our support. And they've all gotten really creative. There's even a crawfish burger up at the Grafton Oyster Bar. There's some unique creations. So get out, enjoy that, and really just enjoy our area. It's summer travel season. It's great to see boaters out on the water. A lot of things happening, and have fun while you're out there.
How about the entertainment at the amphitheater? I understand the Neil Diamond Tribute Act is just around the corner.
Yeah, it is. It's great what's happening at the amphitheater. They've been doing these summer socials every few Friday nights. The Neil Diamond Tribute Band will be here on Friday, July 9th. And tickets, that is a paid ticketed event. Tickets are on sale at MetroTix. You can also get those at our visitor center. We are a visitor center here in Alton's open daily right now. And so, yes, a full packed lineup of events at the amphitheater all summer long and in the fall. And it's exciting to see that activated and be exciting to see the splash pad open and some new activity happening down at the riverfront.
Yeah, that's something we haven't had a chance to talk a lot about, but we are getting a splash pad. That seems to be a popular way to keep families in your community anymore. Bethalto has one, I understand. Is it Roxanna or South Roxanna? They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And, you know, it's just another way to keep the little ones happy and keep everybody entertained in the whole family. And we don't want to forget, I drive by it every day. You know, I've seen some really great crowds up at Raging Rivers and new ownership there and bringing new product. It's really exciting. And when the temps heat up like they are, they'll be busy. But, again, we have so much – I go back to earlier. We have so much – to enjoy here, and it's our job to tell visitors from around the Midwest how great we are and all the fun things you can see and do, and us locals get out and support everyone. It's very important that we keep all this product alive.
And as we wrap up, we have not had a chance to mention your social media platforms, your website. Mm-hmm. Let's get people on the internet before we get out of here.
Yeah, so check all everything from event listings to business to activities at www.riversandroutes.com.
And that's going to do it for today. Corey, good to see you again, and we'll catch up in a month.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with Lou Linkman from Grafton. They're opening a brand new museum up there this weekend. Second only to